So welcome to another Miles Technologies podcast. This is Luke Travato, Talent Scout with Miles Technologies, and I'm here with Wayne Rossi, who is a systems architect at Miles Technologies. Wayne, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so today we're going to discuss with Wayne the software developer position at Miles Technologies. Wayne, when did you start with us here at Miles?
In December 2005.
Okay, so and then you began your career in the software development position, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so if you could give one tip to someone who's interested in pursuing a career as a software developer, what would that tip be?
Focus on big picture skills rather than on the specific details of one technology, because the details always change. It's having good fundamentals that's really important for a developer.
Mm-hmm. So can you talk a little more about your career path? What kind of led you to pursue the field of software development? How did you end up here?
Well, I decided when I was in the eighth grade that I was going to be a developer, and never really looked back. I went to college for computer science. I briefly had another position doing programming before I came to Miles, and when I came here, it was just it was a tremendous education as a programmer. That you get because there's just so much stuff that you're exposed to.
Mm-hmm. So in addition to kind of that passion for learning and the passion for technology, what are some other important skills you'd say a software developer needs to have?
Probably the biggest one is logical problem solving and being able to think through a difficult problem from each step that you need to take to solve it. And then being able to implement it. Really, that's what programming is, right? It's applied problem solving.
And you mentioned a little bit earlier about, learning about kind of the baselines and the principles, but obviously, since it's software development, there is a big focus on technology. So kind of what are the popular technologies that you find yourself working with these days?
Well, we do all ASP.NET and Microsoft SQL when we can choose it. The other side is obviously PHP and MySQL we also use, and those are really the two platforms that you see the most of in terms of web development right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what would you say is the most challenging aspect of the position?
Debugging code, hunting down all the problems, especially when it's code you didn't write and there's something you have to hunt down in somebody else's work that you sort of have inherited for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm. Now, so being as we do a lot of business technology consulting work, you're kind of getting to work with a lot of different kinds, so that I assume that gives you a lot of exposure to many different kind of business industries. Is that something that keeps the job interesting?
Yeah, it's definitely part of why it's never boring here, because you're not just dealing with the same kind of data, you're not just dealing with the same screen or set of screens in and out all day, every day. You get this kind of diverse view over time, especially, of everything from pallet logistics I've worked on to clinical drug trials and just about anything you can think of, really.
So you kind of get a bit of an education about how businesses work.
You kind of wind up learning everything backwards, sort of from the inside out. You learn the piece of logic that you're applying, and then when you put the whole thing together, you kind of see how a different business runs. So you do learn a lot about how people really work.
So what would you say is your favorite part or the most rewarding aspect of the position?
It's definitely when you have a solution and it works. That moment when you see proof on a computer screen that what you've been doing worked, and you know that that's done, that to me, has always been the reason really for doing software development, just knowing that you made this and it works, or you fixed this and it works.
So can you talk a little bit about sort of like the communication and I guess sort of the how the role works. Are you working mostly with like the project managers, communicating with them, or do you talk directly to clients, or can you kind of describe a little bit about sort of the day-to-day role?
Sure. Well, my role right now as a system architect is more with project managers and clients, but the software development team is really working mostly with the project management staff. The lead software engineers sort of translate business requirements into discrete things that can then be done by a developer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of the workflow, and my role right now is sort of figuring out the more technical parts of the original design.
So would you say starting out as a software developer, obviously in your case it helped you to advance in your career and everything, so is that definitely a good way, especially being someone here like Miles, there's a lot of room for advancement once you know, like you said, gain the knowledge and experience?
Yeah, and the thing that I really like about how Miles structures everything is that if your interests are mostly technical, you can keep on a technical route without doing the same thing for your whole life. You know, you don't sort of get bumped up into a type of role that doesn't suit you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they've made roles to suit people when you know, the existing, like, being our project managers generally aren't out of our developer staff, and I think that's really kind of a good thing, because it means that the developers have all gotten to go in different directions that are more in their interests and passions, and less, okay, I want to advance, so I have to become some kind of manager.
As we touched on a little bit earlier about kind of the ongoing and continuing education, everything like that, do you have any tips for aspiring developers for like good resources that you find to kind of like learn more about the different fields, kind of the emerging technologies and everything like that?
Yeah. Well, and I spend a lot of time looking at SQL Server stuff, and I've been on BrentOzar.com a lot lately. They do free webcasts. One of the things our group does is there's a website called Pluralsight that you can get a membership for, and they do videos that go through a lot of development concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really helpful as far as self-directed learning. And the other thing would be Microsoft certifications are a really big part of how we do self-directed learning in software development.
Great. Well, I think that pretty much just about covers it. Is there anything like you'd like to add about the position or about Miles in general?
Just that, like I had said before, it's never boring. You know, Miles is probably one of the most interesting places you can work, and you learn just so much when you actually come here. It's really one of the big things about working here is how much you learn as you work here and as you meet different people and go on all sorts of different tasks.
That's definitely a lot of good information. Thank you for taking the time to speak with us, and I hope all the aspiring developers out there got some good career tips. So thanks a lot, Wayne.
Yeah, no problem.